Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday evening, October 29th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, tips for protecting yourself online and the latest internet-based scam, farcing. October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Kevin Haley, Director of Symantec Security Response, says the number one thing you need to think about this month, and pretty much all year round, is protecting your passwords.
You have to have strong passwords that aren't easy to guess. You need to make sure that you don't use the same password everywhere, because if the bad guys get it one place, now they have it every place.
Protecting your passwords includes being smart about the information you post on social media.
The security questions you get asked, what was your first car, your favorite pet? Well, if you put that online and you've used that as your security question, the bad guy's easily going to find that.
It also means you have to be very careful about how you arrive at websites, because fraudsters are always trying to trick us.
They may send you an email with a link, and that link could lead to malware and to trouble. It's very popular today. We've seen this for maybe 15 years now, where you get an email saying, there's a package we couldn't deliver. Click on this attachment.
Instead of clicking on a link in an email or opening an attachment, type in the web address of whatever company you are dealing with and proceed that way. Hackers can send you a link that takes you to something that closely resembles a trusted site and then fool you into giving up your personal information. For more helpful tips, head to staysafeonline.org, which is powered by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. As we continue, the latest online fraud to watch for, farcing.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
One of the latest internet scams to watch for is something called farcing. With farcing, people try to infiltrate your social networks by getting accepted as one of your friends, even though they don't know you.
Once they're in the social network, they can access your information and the information of the folks in your circles and use that to perpetrate fraud against you.
That's Mark Barish, Chief Marketing and Strategy Officer at Jumio. As hackers become a trusted friend, they're able to glean information from your social networks as well as your friends, and then use that data to launch a targeted attack on just you.
His goal or her goal is to extract as much information as possible about you, and the more information gained, that gives them the ability to access more of your private and secure information.
This can include someone who sees that you're on vacation and staying in a specific hotel. Knowing that, they will try to call you in your hotel room, claim to be the front desk reporting a problem with your billing information, and persuade you to tell them your credit card number. If that ever happens, tell them you will come down to the lobby to verify. As a result, we have to be very skeptical and careful with our information.
If anyone asks you for information or seems to be overly interested or taking too much focus on something that you're doing, push back and just try not to get pulled in.
You should always verify who you are talking to. If someone calls out of the blue claiming to be from, say, your bank, ask for the person's name and then hang up and tell them you're going to call back. Go ahead and find the number for the company on their website or on the back of your credit card. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.